when you have a guy on all fours and you're about to fuck him.
In the ass.
Yeah.
Not really the most butch position to be in. Not very masculine.
Yeah, it's you can open up more.
Okay, literally. So,
welcome back, Late Bloomers. I am Tom.
And I'm Gene.
Welcome to Late Bloomer, Tom and Gene. And thank you guys so much for last week's episode with Lucas. That was a good one. And we got a lot of feedback. Our numbers are great. We are so happy that you guys checked in. And this week, I think Lucas is going to like this one.
Yep.
And her eyebrows and her toenails.
Yep, she is.
And everything else that he mentioned last week. So
yep, exactly.
Bring her in.
This week, we have on my good friend, so-called mattress actress.
I love it.
Adult film star. OnlyFans girl.
Yep.
Jessica Annell.
Woo!
Welcome, Jess.
The mattress actress.
Woo! I love that term.
It's going to be the name of our next podcast.
Where did you hear that from?
I saw it on a girl's profile, and I was like, that's me.
That's my bio.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself, just to bring them in.
My name's Jessica. Okay. You guys can already got some of the hard stuff out there for me. So, I'm on OnlyFans. I just did my first ever browser shoot. So, super excited about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you just did this yesterday, right?
Yeah, literally yesterday. Like, was my first time ever. So, it was really exciting. Usually, I'm used to, like, little iPhone and tripod with, like, a guy I'm dating trying to get some content out.
Yeah.
For your OnlyFans.
For my OnlyFans.
Right.
Like, Brazzers
right.
was really professional and fun. So.
You were on, like, a whole set.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about the whole thing. Tell us the whole thing.
They were very awesome. They definitely cater to you and make sure you're comfortable.
Okay.
Like, you don't do anything you don't want to do. It's super awesome.
You hear so many horror stories of
like that at all.
You know, you just feel like they never got paid. You just see so many just terrible respect, and it's great to hear that you actually had a good first one.
Yeah, I'm really thankful for my first experience. If anything, it got me too excited.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
it was a good time for sure. I'm very thankful for the crew that I got to work with my first time. So
wow, that's amazing.
Tell us about contracts and like things being signed prior when you got there, right? So tell us about that whole process.
So you definitely sign like a consent form and stuff, and then you kind of fill out like a boundary list, like what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with, and then they compare it to the other actor, and then you can kind of decide what you're going to do like that. So it's not
interesting, right? You would think they just go on action.
You don't have
as a consumer, we don't think of it.
Yeah, no, you don't have some creepy head that's like, okay, now you're going to get it up the ass, and you're like, oh, no, I don't want to.
And there's like a checklist, and like there's a whole like.
And it's literally
like planned out. Yeah.
Cum shot. Face shot.
Like, I actually learned a lot of new things from the checklist. I'm like, oh, what's that?
Really?
You're like, what's an angry dragon? Oh, he's shitting on my chest.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Well, let's check that one off.
Interesting.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those are just like some of the things that you never hear about, right? You kind of just like see the end of it.
Yeah, it's not as not as extreme, I think, as people think it is. It's a lot. It's really professional. You get treated pretty well. At least I did, and my experience is really great. So
that's amazing.
No complaints.
So how did you come about booking this?
So I actually feel like I manifested it because back in January, I like found out what Brazzers was through other like IG models working with them, and
you didn't know who that was?
Oh
my god, keep up!
That's how you know she's a girl.
Right? Me and Gene, we've known about that for years.
I've known since I was 8 years old.
Oh,
yeah.
What's Brazzers? Okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like I kind of manifested it, and there's something inside me that was like, I want to do this. Yeah. Like I just want it, and then I just started following people that like work with Brazzers or whatever, and then the next thing I know, I have a DM saying, hey, you want to shoot? And I was like, yes!
You didn't reach out or anything?
I was just liking photos.
So tell us about that. Like, who reached out? How does that work?
Yeah.
I don't want to name them.
Okay.
That's fine. Just like some like a recruiter, HR.
The person I filmed with was the one that reached out.
Oh,
got it. Okay.
And gave me the opportunity. And at first, I said yes. I didn't even think about it. I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
And then like a couple weeks went by, and I was like, ooh. Do I want to do this? Like, out there forever.
Was it, like, more of, like, an ethical debate? Or was it more just, like, longevity? Okay. Was it, like, in your future, like if your future kids are like, Mom, yeah. do you do this?
I thought about
like
every
bullying?
Single aspect you could think about. Yeah. Like I was like, future dress, what type of job do I want? Right. You know, I'm doing OnlyFans now, and of course I want to make that my forever job because it's fun, but I'm trying to be realistic at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm 45, what do I want, you know?
Right.
So I did kind of, and then my biggest thing was like my future husband, because... Like, mm-hmm. I always say if you want a good guy, you have to be the type of girl a good guy would want.
Interesting. Okay.
And so I was like, well, shoot.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to want this. But then at the same time, I'm like, I'm already doing it anyways on OnlyFans. I already kind of have that reputation, so it's kind of out the window.
Right.
But I did cancel. And then when I canceled, I had like a 45-minute conversation with the guy I was filming with. And no pressure. He told me about his story and how he lives a very normal life. He's married, kids, like great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you can have a good life. You know, it's not what people think it is. And I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you definitely gotta be open and, you know, sexual, but, he was like, take the weekend, think about it. And on Monday, like, let me know. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And I talked to like my close friends and I was like, and I talked to my sister and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to do this. And they're like, good for you. Like, you're gonna fucking kill it. And so on Monday, I was like, hey, I'm in. I'm not turning back. I'm in. So,
right.
And then I've just been super excited ever since.
Wow.
I mean,
that's awesome.
That's, you don't really hear stories like that, I feel. Like, it's a little more, I guess, unethical, or they're kind of like almost forced. And it seemed that the stories I've heard.
You always hear the horror stories. Right. Like, he just took me to the back and had sex with me.
He wanted me to do this and this, and I didn't want to do any of it.
They didn't pay me.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you hear horror stories like that.
I'm sure people do that. Like, the Hot Girls Wanted on Netflix. Like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But I feel like I got pretty lucky. Yeah. And I if you're to do it, I think I did it the right way.
Right.
So,
you went with a huge company, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well, the number one.
They own Pornhub, right?
Yeah, that's what I...
One of my favorites.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
And then Pornhub's like top 10 websites in the like, whole world or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure I own Pornhub. I might have to like fact check that, but...
That's between me and Gene.
we'll fact check that.
Absolutely, I'll fact check that. Yeah. So, like, what was your main incentive of just getting into this space? I know it sounded fun and you kind of got to explore your sexuality, but was there another hidden motive behind it?
Well, I don't think that anyone really knows why they want to do porn. You just have, like, this, like, appeal to it.
Okay.
So I've sat there, I'm like, why do I want to do this? I'm like, I don't know, I just do.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely want to get, like, my name more out there and... I want to dabble in like almost all sex work because I want to be able to help others that are sex workers know that they can have a good life too. And like you don't have to be the stereotype that falls off. Like you can be good and have a good solid life. So I feel like in order to like write that book one day or do that, I have to explore it. Like how can I sit here and be like, oh, you'll be fine, but I've never done it.
Got that credibility.
Yeah.
Like you've gone through it.
Like I'm like, I did it too.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
it's what
amazing.
You do with it that matters. So
interesting. That's a great philosophy.
Thanks.
How did you get into how did you get into OnlyFans?
Yeah.
So the OnlyFans, it was so crazy. I started I was at the strip club and then found me and she showed me a lot and like I give her all the credit for what I know online. She got me started on her website and stuff like that and I got like a little bit of a following from her. And then I was doing like Snap Premium in 2019 and then on Snap Premium everyone's like, dude, open an OnlyFans. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
So I made the account and then I stopped being online for a while and I went back to dancing.
Yep.
And then something inside of me was like, get on there, dummy. Like, what are you doing? So in January 21st, 2020, I was like, okay, I'm going all in. Like, here we go.
Just before the pandemic.
Right. And I just started, I built like a decent fan base. And then the next thing I know, like the clubs were shutting down and stuff. And I was like, thank God I started all in.
That's crazy.
Do you think if you started now, you'd get a fraction of what you got?
Yeah, it's really hard now, I feel like, to grow. Because everywhere you look, everyone's like, subscribe. You know,
just
it's like
oversaturated.
Shoved down your throat. Like, so I'm thankful that I was able to do it when it was a little bit more taboo. Because I feel like I gained a decent following. And Instagram wasn't so aggressive yet with like blocking you from
guidelines going against the guidelines. Everyone's
that's
going
very
guidelines.
Smart of you because I feel like you got in at a great time. Just like
you
how,
just made it
right
yeah.
Now if you're on TikTok now it's too late
right.
But if you got on TikTok like a year ago the growth was insane and you got on OnlyFans right when it was just starting to pick up
it was kind of funny because I remember being in the locker room at my strip club and I was like taking pictures and stuff and there's this girl, she's like, I would never do that. And I was like, whatever. Yeah. And then sure enough, in April.
And this
March,
is another dancer though.
Yeah,
right?
A dancer. And right. then, yeah. and then yeah. March or April, like around shutdown time, she's like, can you help me? I'm like, I can try, but you
kind of talk
you
shit.
Gotta build yourself. Like, yeah. You can't just get on OnlyFans and expect to make thousands of dollars. It's yeah. a little tiny business that it's up to you and how much you make.
Right.
You get what you put in. And that's right. what I try to tell people. I'm like, I can help you, I can guide you, but I can't make you make money.
Right.
You know, you have to build your own little, your base. That's why it's called OnlyFans, because you have fans
that are only for you.
Yeah.
So did you have a large Instagram following prior to that?
No. I was at like 20,000,
I think. That's not much.
Mm-mm. And I'm so thankful because the people that I still have today were with me from when I first launched it. So I have like a very loyal fan base. Like
Got
I
it.
Went like a few weeks without any content. They're like, hey, Jess, just checking in. Are you okay? Like,
that's so sweet.
Good. Yeah. Like, I love
very
you.
Very courteous fan base.
Yeah. Most guys would just be like, fucking
nudes. I want nudes. Yeah. Sorry.
They're like, how's your move going? How's this?
Wow.
I love you guys. You know, but I actually do get pretty personal on there. Like,
yeah.
I know a lot about my subscribers' life and stuff. So I think that's how I'm a tiny bit different than others.
Yeah.
Just because I run it myself and I talk to everyone.
Yeah. Gene mentioned, you DM everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, you.
She'll
yeah.
literally
you
have
DM everybody.
She doesn't have a management company
no, like
that
VA.
Responds back like, hey, I'm feeling
horny. I would probably make
yeah.
money if I did. I would probably make way more money if I had a management
yeah.
company. But I also like that they know it's me.
Yeah.
And no one else is saying something that I wouldn't say.
That's,
you know, or treating someone how I wouldn't treat them. So,
you're on your phone 15 hours a day just DMing. Yeah. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned earlier, like, you talked to your sister. You have your other family members. You talked about this whole journey.
Yeah.
What was their impression? When you're like, their first impression, like, hey, I'm, you know, Brazzers called me.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say?
Well, my sister is very supportive.
Right.
And was just like, do it. Like,
mm-hmm.
go, like, live your life. I support you.
Mm-hmm.
We've always been very supportive of each other. So I've always really loved that. For like mom and dad, I thought about this because I don't talk to them and I'm not close with them, but
mm-hmm.
I know that one day they're going to hear word of it.
Of course.
You know, sometimes when my dad checks in with me, he's like, what do you do? I'm like, don't worry about it. But
just,
my thing is,
I'm gonna
like,
get you a
they
new
don't
house.
Support me financially, and I don't go home for holidays. So
okay.
if they found out, I'm like, what's the worst that would happen? I'm like, oh, an angry text.
Yeah.
Nothing in my life will change. My
right.
finances won't change. My holidays won't change. Like, fuck off.
Right.
Really? Like, honestly, I don't care.
Right.
Right, right.
As a matter of fact, I'm willing to say that you probably got more hate when you made an OnlyFans at first because everyone was like,
interesting.
What
yes.
are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you posting nudes online? But now that they're used to your OnlyFans, they're like, okay, well, Pornhub, it's kind of the same.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what happened? Did you notice?
A lot of hate, especially in the dating aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
guys would, like, I would match with them on Bumble or whatever, which I've blocked on now.
You know you could do that.
Now I'm back on Tinder.
Bumble, if you're listening, get her back.
Were you driving a lot of traffic to your OnlyFans?
No.
Like, hey, come and subscribe.
I was being lazy and I didn't want to verify my Facebook, and I think someone kept reporting me. And I was like, I don't want to do the I was just being lazy.
Oh, the process to verify is like, hi, and you like to like match the picture that they give you. Like
they're like catfish.
Two thumbs up, and you're like, I did it.
I know. But no, so like guys would be really interested in dating me, and then I'm very upfront and honest. I will tell you what I do. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to let you find out later and
mm-hmm.
hurt your feelings that I lied to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just get it out the way. And then as soon as they found out I was on OnlyFans, they're like, oh, can you send me some free content? I'm like, ew, no. But
that's
wait.
Like...
You know, so I realized that guys kind of have like two boxes, and like one box is like wifey,
uh-huh.
and the other box is like fun girl.
Yeah.
And I would always fall into like fun girl box.
Right,
and
right.
Even if I really thought someone liked me, they would never really take me serious. So
mm-hmm.
I kind of just stopped dating and just started focusing on work.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, I can only imagine the people in your DMs that you could easily hang out with right now,
who,
even this
who
weekend.
Are in your DMs.
Let's don't you don't give us specific that. Names, but you can give us like the industries and
Cardinals players.
Okay. Cardinals. Okay.
Okay,
it's a couple singers. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Famous songs. This R&B singer. Okay.
He has a couple of big ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Great.
So you have a lot of like football players,
mm-hmm.
basketball players,
mm-hmm.
baseball players.
Yeah, but I have like three rules in dating, and one of them is I don't date professional athletes. So it's kind of like a waste of energy.
Why is that? Just like they're a fuckboy, they're hit it and quit it.
Your mindset. I don't want to put everyone in a box because I don't want to be in a box with every other like
right.
porn star or whatever.
Right.
But I just be a part of it. It doesn't appeal to me.
Well, so what's your type?
like innocent good guys.
No, you don't.
Want to take me home to mom? Yeah.
She really does.
I feel like every girl says that, but when it actually comes in front of you,
I think I'm from based on our interaction, I feel like your ideal type is like a firefighter.
Yeah, I love like the blue collar, like good guys. I actually don't care if he makes a lot of money.
Okay.
My idea is just to be happy and like. I just want to chill in a pool, and my husband comes home from work, and he's like, "Hey, babe," and I'm just like floating there, like I'm trying, like that's
your vision,
my goal. Yeah.
Just gotta
and
manifest
just,
that.
Like, and he's like a just someone that's like handy and like helps and takes out the trash. And,
you gotta move to like the Midwest
or
the big cities may not be for you.
No, they're not.
Yeah, as you told me yesterday. Yeah.
I don't match with the personality types like out here. Or, like,
well, Scottsdale, LA, Miami, New York, the whole thing.
Right. I do want to go backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
And I want to get into the nitty gritty.
Okay.
What are you making on OnlyFans?
I make some decent money.
Okay.
Are you going to take us out to like Craig's and Catch? And those are like the nicest restaurants in the city.
Sure, I'll get you like sounds good.
So you're at the point, what is it? At one point, you were at the 0.74% percent of all OnlyFans people.
Yeah, but I kind of don't care about percentage anymore because it really just like if you're having a ton of buys, then it goes down. But if you're not doing anything, then it goes up. So your percentage and all of these girls like really bragging about it, it means something for sure. It means you're getting buys constantly and it's constantly bringing in money.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still make decent money and my percentage has gone up.
Yeah.
And I make it when it goes down. So, but yeah, my lowest was 0.74. And that was like when I was doing a lot of boy girl content.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And how active are you on OnlyFans?
I'm on it all day.
She DMs everybody. so literally all day.
But you're also posting like videos, photos. Yeah.
So right now, because I wasn't dating anyone and I wasn't doing any boy-girl content, I just changed my subscription to $30 a month, and anyone on that auto-renew gets a lot of freebies. Mm-hmm. So I send them just, like, free videos, like, kitty stuff. Like, this morning while I was laying in your bed and you were looking at breakfast, I sent out, like, a squatting video of me naked, and I just put the camera, like, underneath, and I'm just, like, squatting on it.
She's like, damn it. I missed it.
Free, so. Okay. But even if I don't, like, do a whole, like, video with, like, a theme and all that, I at least post, like, a picture every day. I'm trying to respond as much as I can. So I'm on it all day.
Gotcha.
I'm actually curious. You mentioned a little bit off camera about your first time, your shoot last night.
Yes, I'm so excited.
What in particular got you so excited for the audience?
I always felt like I was those girls that just can't squirt. Like, uh-huh. I was like, oh, it's not for me. Like, maybe my vagina's not programmed the same. I don't know. But I, like, kind of whispered that to the guy I was working with. And he was like, I can make you squirt. I'm like, no.
No, I can't.
And then the next thing I know,
So you're filming and you're like, hey, I've never squirted.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mid-film?
Well, I was like...
Or did you tell them off the...
Well, I don't know, like, when they're really rolling or when they're not. I was just like, I've never squirted. Like, you know, he's like, I can make you squirt. I'm like... You know?
Yeah,
I was like, no, probably not gonna happen. But
you're just
like,
saying that.
He just like manhandled me and like turned me around and then started like fingering me. And I was like, okay. And like in my
this,
mind,
okay, this is cool.
From what I read on Google, it's like relax and just like let your body relax. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. And then the next thing I know, I looked down and I'm like, oh my god. I was like ecstatic. Like,
first time ever.
First time ever.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
On my first. So my face, I can't wait to see my face, honestly, because I was like probably like ear to ear smiles. I was just so happy. I was just like so like.
We need to get him on the podcast. Like, break it down and break it down for us.
Yeah.
Okay, so he used his hands.
He did. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Wow. Do you think most women that's usually the way to do it? Orally, finger, probably not.
I don't know.
Penetration.
One of my best girlfriends, she like loves to squirt and stuff, and she had a guy do it with his.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I'm scared to say
that. She's like titties and squirting. Can I say dick?
Yeah. So he did it with that. So I think it's just like, the movement. I don't know. Now that I know I can do it, I'm like, I need to go explore.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's also finding the perfect balance. I do definitely believe there's like a perfect vagina size for that specific dick or vice versa.
Interesting. Yeah.
Right. And I do believe
we're looking for ours still. I'm a little smaller.
I'm looking for a very tiny girl.
Yes.
Preferably a midget, a dwarf, whatever you guys want to call it.
Yeah. Right. So do you think dicks? She had an interesting point. She says dick size matter. It does. Well, go ahead and explain your reasoning.
Too big and it can hurt and like. like not feel good. It just feels like something's being jammed inside of you. You know, I'm sorry to be graphic, but then you have one that's maybe like more normal size, and it like massages it, and like it feels good. Like,
good bend.
Yeah, like you know, there's some that like you fit you better, and others are just like. Well, it feels more alien, so.
Yeah, and that doesn't, you had to wake up feeling sore, and like that wasn't enjoyable. That might have been something else.
So the male actor you worked with last night, was he large? Like, what are we talking
about? He was
here?
Large, for
we
sure.
Talking like 6 inches, tell us, 8 inches?
I don't even know how to do that. Like, maybe this.
Okay,
oh my Jesus God, Christ. A Blue Yeti microphone? Jesus.
Honestly, he had a beautiful... Why am I so scared to say that word?
Dick, it's literally your job. Yeah, you can say penis, dick, cock, whatever you want. Yeah, there you go. You're set.
The glizzy.
The glizzy.
No, he had a great one. Like, and I was like, wow, that's like the nicest one I've ever had. And I was like, duh, like that's why he's on the set.
Right.
That makes sense. That's why he's a professional.
Yeah. Right.
So I was
that makes
like,
sense.
Wow. It was great.
So,
fun.
That's great. So do you find that, this is kind of what I've always wondered, like behind the scenes, because like, you know, the Lana Rhodes and Riley Reid, you hear a lot about it, but it's always curious on like their personal relationships. Mm-hmm. Do you find that now that you're kind of getting more and more into this industry, like it's affecting your, like if you saw a guy who may not be as, who couldn't make you squirt or may not be as hung, do you find that to be an issue?
No, I don't. I wouldn't compare it. Like I want to take who I worked with yesterday and then, let's say hang out with the guy next week, I wouldn't be like, oh, he's not like that guy. Like,
right,
I don't think that way. I don't really work that way. You know, I just focus on the person who I'm with and, you know, he could probably do things that
the other one can.
Yeah.
Got it.
And
okay.
I get to cuddle this one and go home with that one. So.
It's very optimistic of you. Because
that
yeah.
one is work, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You are enjoying it, but it is work at the end of the day.
Yeah. And I know we're not sharing like an emotional chemistry.
Right.
I mean, you'll always share a little bit of yourself with someone. Like,
right.
That's inevitable. But we're both on the same page. And when you're both on the same page, there's no like anything like that, you know? I think emotionally you have to be a little bit disconnected from it just because, like, if you get emotionally fall in love with your co-star, you're dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Because, well, him and I had an episode, and it's like, would you ever date a porn star OnlyFans girl? And we kind of went back and forth, and I want to get your take as well. So I think I could in the short term, but in the long term, I would struggle. And I forgot, I think you were in a similar spot.
I said OnlyFans was fine.
Yeah.
Porn was... okay, if it was in the past, if we were together and she was still doing it,
would
it
tough.
Would be a little bit more of an issue. But she had to be driven enough to do things besides just porn, which was like the criteria for me.
Because his concern was kind of what you just said was, I'm somewhat conscious, self-conscious on like, are you going to hit it off with him on set? And you're just going to like, this is so hot, so sexy. And you come home to me and it may not be nearly as sensual. So you might lose to that.
Yeah, right? I could understand that. I mean, I just did my first scene, so I'm not fully into that whole industry yet. But just from being like a dancer and stuff, I feel like it's kind of similar. And I don't think I would ever want to really date someone if I was in porn, just because the only reason would be I would go home, and if I'm tired, I would feel bad if I didn't do something for him, you know. So if I
you're like, I already squirted 2 hours.
Sorry, babe. Not
tonight. And then meanwhile, he's like jerking off, you know, and not his needs aren't getting met. So I would feel a lot of pressure to like satisfy him.
Yeah.
And then when you do that, like when you make it about satisfying your guy all the time, and you don't want to do it, it comes more to a job, and then that's when like resentment can build. And I think guys can feel that. They're like, well, she's not like. She's just doing it because she feels bad. And so that's what I think would be really hard. But, I mean, I'm not in the industry yet. And I haven't had a boyfriend for 5 years, so what do
that's
I know?
That's insane. 5 years?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, what triggered that for five years ago?
Well, like, when I first was single, like, I was just really focused on work because I was, like, mom and stuff.
Right.
And I started dancing, and, like, I would dance, like, 5 to 6 nights a week. And I would be like, why would I, like, waste my time hanging out with you? I need to make money.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic happened, and then I was like, I've been single this long because I haven't really focused on anyone.
Right.
And then with what I do, it's kind of made it hard, and then I kind of just...
You're just kind of like, yeah, when I'm ready.
I just get tired of, like, the whole, like...
Like, the gaming, like, the... playing the games and like texting and the whole dating thing.
Yeah, and like with being on OnlyFans and stuff and publicly being loud about it, like you have people that want to be with you to experience it, but they don't want to actually be with you, be with you. So I don't like giving myself to anybody.
They
want to
fuck you.
Yeah.
But they
to
don't
tell their boys,
fuck
like, I fucked the stripper. I fucked the porn star.
Right, right.
I'm guilty of that.
They don't care about
me. Or like, I mean, I'm just being honest.
Pictures,
yeah.
Right?
No, I
yeah.
know
yeah.
that. And I don't, like, hold anyone. Like, I don't try to make someone feel bad for it. I
right.
just know better. And I don't want people to say they had me. So
yeah.
I like to be a little bit more unaccountable.
Right.
And I can pleasure myself.
That you can go to Brazzers for your own.
I know, right? I had a lot of fun. Actually.
But you mentioned you recently had a kid. What's your philosophy in raising a kid in this kind of industry?
So, I mean, it's definitely hard, and, like, of course she's six, and I'm not gonna be like, hey, look what mommy
did.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Like, so,
right.
I don't think I'm ever gonna tell her, like, straight up, like, what I do. I think when she's older and she asks me, maybe, like, what I used to do for work or something, then I'll obviously be open and tell her.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing for any parent in any industry is don't hold your kids to an unrealistic, like, expectation and put a lot of pressure on them if you yourself are not at a certain level. The worst thing I could do is be, like, really hard on her and not let her be open or not let her talk to me or feel like she can't come to me, and then she finds out about my past. That's
right.
where I feel like kids would be like, for you, like,
yeah.
how dare you? I could never talk to you about, you know, like, boys or this or that. And
right.
then I find out you were dude born.
Yeah.
That's when
yeah.
I think that they would be. Like,
when do you think you're going to tell her about everything? Do you have a specific number in mind? Do you have a specific time?
Maybe when
middle school, high school?
High school
okay.
or later.
High school or later?
Definitely not now. She asked me
yeah.
what I do now, and I kind of do, like, awkward little... I help people get likes on Instagram. She's like, yeah. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Think about
when
it.
She was really little and I was
yeah.
dancing and I would leave after bedtime, I told
yeah.
her I fight bad guys.
Okay.
But I realized that caught up to me because the other day, she's like, do you, like, still fight bad guys? And I was like, nah.
No.
I'm more kind of retired.
They're all gone.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah. I saved the world.
You're welcome.
It's like how parents talk to their kids about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Oh, or sex.
You know?
Like,
yeah,
there,
yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
like a... goose or a, I forgot, like,
it's
a,
like
a
you
stork.
Fall in love under
yeah.
the bridge or some
yeah.
some crazy
some stupid
what?
thing.
I'm definitely want to, like, I'm not ever gonna, like, force anything down her throat, and we live a very calm life. She's very separated from everything, but I want her to be able to talk to me and come to me, and, like, you know, if she does eventually have sex, which is, like, weird to think about, I want her to be able to be comfortable to tell me. But
right.
that doesn't mean I have to be like, this is what I do, and you have to be, like, this
right.
extreme with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Know? So I don't want her to ever feel like she has to be like me or
yeah.
do the things that I do. You know, she sees me in sweatpants and, like, ugly most of the time. Like,
right.
she doesn't see the lingerie stuff. She doesn't see my photos.
Right.
But I am prepared for when she does see that. Like, I'm not going to hide it from her.
That's smart. That's smart. And I know you mentioned that she's kind of doing, she wants to do the whole YouTube thing.
Yeah.
What's your strategy? Like, because we watched, like, The Social Dilemma. I know I told you about it last night on Netflix. That's a very interesting documentary. Just the amount of, like, immediate gratification, the validation, the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, like, a way that you're going to teach her this stuff? Because you've experienced it plenty.
Yeah.
So, like, how are you going to teach her that?
Well, first off, I get scared about launching her YouTube channel, which she does have already, because I could see headlines now just being like, porn star mom, and then YouTuber daughter, and then I don't want, like, the people that know me to go searching for her and, like, looking at her. You know?
And, like, the weird comments of the creepy old guy,
like,
I jerked off to your mom, or, like...
I wonder if she's going
to
have the same boobs. Like, I'll freak out. I would, like, literally break the internet.
Right.
Yeah, just literally just
you
call
know
somebody.
That shit's going to happen.
I would,
100%.
Like, everyone's, like, internet cruiser. I don't know.
Just go around and just start
and
snipping.
What I'm worried about is now there's all these, like, child YouTubers, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
8-year-old YouTuber with a million subscribers. I'm worried that since she doesn't know what you do yet, she thinks you're fighting bad guys. She reads the comments and, like, oh, my mom's a porn star? Oh, here's the link.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, here, check it out and see your mom.
And you don't want her to find out that way. You want to find out
she's gonna
your
find
way.
Out through
yeah.
me,
yeah.
Right.
you know, in the proper way. And
right.
not like that. And I'm going to explain to her why I did it.
Yeah.
What got me into it. And look around the house, baby. This is why. You
see that new car you just got?
Yeah, I am.
Thanks to that.
All right. Remember that vacation?
That new set of markers?
Yeah.
You got the nicest gear in school. There's a reason.
The
babe.
Barbie
right.
house?
Yeah.
Like that backpack?
How about all your toys? Yeah.
I don't know why the backpack says Brazzers on it.
Other
yeah.
than that.
I meant to spell Barbie, but Brazzers.
Just
get rid
it.
Of the Z's.
But anyway, so our podcast is all about giving men and women real specific advice, tips, everything.
Yeah.
And I'm more interested in what you would give advice to men and women in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you told me a little bit off camera. What do you wish guys knew in bed?
I wish wish guys knew that we want to hear you. It's not like, it's like lame anything to moan. It's okay. Not like,
really? Yeah. Moaning?
Yeah. Interesting. It's super hard.
Because as guys, we're like, oh, we can't moan. Yeah. That's no, butch.
Yeah. We want to hear because it turns me on, and I know it turns other girls on. Even if I hear a guy like working out at the gym, and he like grunts, I'm like,
what?
Sound like that when I'm
next time me and Gene go, at the gym, we're going to hear me and Gene.
Not like a dumb, like, overly grunt when he's only holding, like, 20 pounds. But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I gotcha.
Yeah. It's just
really?
Hot.
You
and, like,
think that's hot?
Mm-hmm. But if it's, like, a
I've
solid,
heard silence is terrible. Yeah. I've heard that from a lot of girls.
Because I don't think he's, like, liking it. Like, am I
doing it right?
Oh, it's kind of like how we like how a girl moves.
Yeah.
Go figure. Yeah.
Well, because, I'm crazy how that. Because I was telling you last night, I was like, I hate it when girls either too much, they're overacting. Like in some of the porn, it's like and like I'm barely touching you, and you're going wild.
Like, you guys are like kissing, and she's like, ah!
Yeah, I'm like, you're like, I haven't done anything.
The
right.
Worst is like girl porn, and they're like moaning and they're just like rubbing each other's shoulders.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not how that works.
Okay, so what kind of moaning do you like in a guy?
I like
Hard breathing or like.
Well, it has to be real first. Yeah, because you obviously mean.
Do you like more of like? Yeah, babe. Or like,
I
do you like more
like a breathe, like a,
affirmations, like,
or if he's like talks to himself, he's like, "Fuck." I'm like,
okay, so like little things. Okay. I'm gonna have to take notes on that. So.
Like, I like hearing that, like he's really enjoying it, whether it's like a moan or like a grunt or just like really heavy breathing.
Because you like more
when they go like this and they like grab your back and then they like you're like missionary and they go, they're like holding you.
Got
that's
it.
Like that's super hot.
Because you like more of the you want you're an aspiring dominatrix, right?
Yeah. Yes.
One day. Mm-hmm. What day. About that is so intriguing?
The mindset. So I've read a lot of things about it online, and I do like femdom and stuff through like Snapchat, and I deal with I like fetishes, and so I have a lot of people open up to me about fetishes. And what's cool, or I find intriguing, is like the psychology portion of it. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of like really like strong men or men that like have a lot of power like to be tied up.
That's and so interesting.
It's not just about them coming; they have a release in other ways because like they'll cry. And they, like, let out emotions that you can't normally let out in, like, this very masculine world we live in.
Sure.
So
sure.
It's kind of like an escape. And usually some dom, like, dungeons are in, like, really professional business plaza.
Yeah.
And the dudes will just run over there during their lunch break and, you know, get put in a cage and act like a dog. And
during their lunch break.
Yeah.
That is fucking crazy. So they're turned on by that. Like, they're literally hard, like, acting like a dog and barking and shit.
Yeah. But that's, like, their opposite persona. Because I've heard that a lot with women. It's, like, a very strong woman is more submissive in bed.
Right.
Very submissive, like, shy, introverted
girl.
So it's
actually, it's about having that balance, I guess, right?
Yeah. So what would be your advice? Yeah, I agree. So what would be your advice on, like, trying to talk to their partner about that? Like, what if they're, like, kind of like, interested in that realm of either submissive, dom? How would you, men or women, how would you describe it to their partner? How would you bring it up?
It's always best to be open and honest.
Right.
Like, you don't want to live a double life or feeling like you have to suppress your feelings or what you crave because you're just going to end up presenting your partner and it's just not going to be healthy. So I think it's just being open and honest and just saying, like, I like this and
can we try
can, like, read about it. Yeah. Obviously, don't force it on anyone.
Right.
You know.
What if the partner, if I was being devil's advocate, what if the partner's like, I'm absolutely not doing that?
Then break up.
No, okay.
Because think about it. Even if you love this person, if you have this inner desire that you can't shake or you can't seem to control, you're never going to be happy with them.
Right.
And then you're going to feel judged after telling them. So, I mean, I just think everyone should be with someone that you're compatible with and you can be open-minded with and grow with. Because if you're living in this box, you're going to be miserable.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
If you have, and not everyone has a desire that's, you know, maybe a little bit off the wall. You know, everyone's like that.
Yeah.
But if you are, it's okay, first off. Don't feel like, you know, there's no one else out there like that. And it's okay to, like, want to explore and be sexual. We're humans.
Right.
Sex shouldn't be so bad. Right. It's not a scary thing.
There's an interesting conditioning recently I found with, like, just sex where it almost... I feel like there's... It may just be L.A., but I feel like there's elements of people just, like... I'm just going to do it. There's no real connection anymore. I'm kind of just like, it turns into
it's
a
like
number.
It's like a notch on your belt.
Just like a notch on your belt where it seems.
84.
Cool, bro.
Yeah.
But it seems like, how do you get that genuine, compassionate sex?
Well, I feel like everyone kind of goes through that phase where they're just like fucking, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
and they're like numb because someone hurt them or, you know, and we just want to have that release or somewhat of an intimacy, but not get too attached. Mm-hmm. But I feel like eventually we all find someone that we have like amazing chemistry with, and then mm-hmm. it changes. So it's not, you can't create chemistry with someone.
Right.
But
right.
I feel like we do get lucky once in a while, and sometimes we have longer streaks than others. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Like we have had that person where we have sex with them, and maybe mm-hmm. we've had sex with them multiple times, mm-hmm. but we just know, I don't like this person 100%, at all. 100%. And then the more times you have sex, the more you realize that.
Yeah.
And you're just like, all right, I can't do this anymore.
But it's the one that you meet at a bar that you weren't expecting. You're like, this person's awesome. And then you go home with them like, this is
amazing. And then you just like, find yourself laying in bed having sex all day long.
Yeah.
And then
you just
or even
you,
not even
not, or just
sex.
Like cuddling in bed and just enjoying each other's presence.
Being comfortable and like silly together. And
see, that's what you want. So what would be some other like techniques that you would recommend guys, either orally or foreplay? Are there some that you were like, this is it? This is what guys need to do.
Honestly, like, my advice would be for the girls. And I feel like girls, like, just do it for attention, or they do it because guys want it. Like, do it for you. Like, get yourself off. And mm-hmm. if you don't like sex for you and you're just doing it because you know guys like it and it's, like, what you're supposed to do, like, you're never going to be in a happy relationship. And if mm-hmm. you're in a long-term relationship with someone, eventually it's going to feel like a job.
Yeah.
So my biggest advice is, like, if you don't feel comfortable yet, is, like, go celibate. Stop having sex with people.
Wow.
Get a fucking dildo or a vibrator and watch porn. Like, find something that you like. You know, find something that turns you on and like it for yourself. Like, give yourself your first orgasm. And then you can start approaching men again. And when you have sex with them, do what you want to do. Like, you know, if it feels good some way, like, flip that guy over. Like, you know, like, take control and have sex for you. Wow. Or else it's always going to feel like a job, or it's not going to feel as good.
Because I remember you telling me your experiences in the past where you kind of just felt like the number, the notch on the belt, and you didn't want to call them back. Whereas some of the guys who actually pleasured you, you wanted to hang out more. And I was kind of telling you that was my philosophy recently. It's like, if I do well with her night one, she enjoys herself, she's going to come back. So I win, kind of in the long term, essentially.
100%. But I don't know. I just don't think anyone should be like having sex if you don't want to do it, you know? But what I was gonna say, I totally just like skipped my brain. Holy shit.
Now, are there things in the bedroom that you're willing to try, and are there boundaries you are just not willing to cross?
I don't like being choked. Hate it.
Really?
And everyone thinks because like what I do, I would love it. I don't like that. I don't like being slapped. Don't hurt me. Like,
That's like every girl's thing, getting choked.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think there's a pressure element. Like I'll do it like barely.
Well, I don't.
But some like
and
it.
It's more. They always say like it's more about the sides.
Yeah.
Okay. I just fucking pass out. Yeah. It's more about
is that
the
what someone
sides?
Someone did that to you?
Rather than like the on top pressure, right?
Yeah.
You tell
I
me.
Don't know.
What,
I
you
don't
know.
Okay. I don't like. Just don't touch my neck. And don't touch my ribs. I don't know.
I'm weird with my neck, too.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, like,
it'd be weird
like
if a girl's
well,
like choking.
Well, some do.
Some do.
Some do. Like, yeah, they love it. But I'm more of like, I'm your little baby princess. Take care of me. And, you know, like, caress me. And, like, I'm very intimate and very sexual. I'm very, like, if anything, I would, like, tie you on the bed and, like, caress your body and, like, tease you. So I'm more like that than, like, well, I guess that's a lie because I have times where I like to just like flip dudes over and like spread their cheeks and like lick their ass and like be the dominant one.
Interesting.
So
you like
I
eating
have
ass?
Two sides. Yeah, I love it.
That's so
you love it.
I love it, but I mostly love it with guys that like haven't really experienced it yet, and then they're like, okay, I'll try.
Now, does it get weird a little bit with guys because they're so hairy down there?
A lot of, well, yeah. If they're really hairy, I won't. I'll just
yeah,
kind of like.
It makes sense.
Especially if I don't know them enough to be like, hey, go shave your ass.
Because
like,
guys, like, obviously we like shave and trim our balls and our dick.
Pubes,
But not necessarily our buttholes, right?
Yeah, I never
You can kind of tell. Like, so if you're giving a guy head and then you go to his balls and like that little gap. You
the
know,
gooch.
Yeah, there you go. I kind of check that out first. To see what
the weird sweaty area.
The weird, like, flabby,
my favorite area.
Man, make sure you guys wash that part.
Wash it.
Clean the gooch.
But it's
that
fun.
Shit gets
like,
smelly.
It's fun. And then, like, guys like that I've been with that I've done it too, they're like, I didn't think I would like that, but I really did. They're like, but I'm not gay. I'm like, doesn't make you. Like,
doesn't make you gay.
No.
I'm so weird. Things going
now, you
up.
You guys actually have a G-spot
That's
in there.
That's what I was
yeah.
going to say.
Helps you come, right?
Yeah. I actually put an anal plug in a guy one time, and he, like, and then he, like, stuck his dick inside of me, and he, like, froze. I'm like, what happened? He's like,
No. He's like, well, what is going on?
The science like, behind it is that there's a prostate in the male butthole.
That's when doctors check.
Right. Yeah. When you touch the prostate, you could basically instantly come.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. Okay. Did you know that? Have you experienced that?
Jim? I have not.
Oh, okay.
No. I've been too scared to get anything.
Yeah, I'm so close of like things going up. I just don't like things going up my ass.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really normal for it to go up, but it's fun. Definitely fun.
Oh, man, it's such a weird sensation.
And as a guy, as a straight guy, it's like, oh, no one gets it.
That's gay. Yeah. No one's doing that.
It's so fun. Like, I love it. Great.
Okay, what? So you also said something about you were checking off the list yesterday, mm-hmm. and one of it was pegging.
Yep, I want to do that.
You want to peg a guy. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Is this like more of a dominant thing?
I like it when guys are more vulnerable, because you guys are always so like, I don't have emotions, I don't have feelings,
that's true.
When you have a guy on all fours, and you're about to fuck him.
In the ass.
Yeah.
Not really the most butch position to be in, not very masculine.
Yeah, you can open up more.
Okay, literally. So, as a straight girl, if, you know, you're hooking up with one of us, and we were like, hey, I want you to fuck me in the ass, mm-hmm. would that turn you off?
No. I get a little, like I said, I kind of like the newbies. I don't want to be the one to introduce them.
Got it.
But I have talked to some guys that have opened up to me because they're like, they know that I like licked their ass before. And they're like, well, I've always kind of wanted to try it, but I've been like scared to talk about it. And like, I don't want to talk to my friends about it. And I'm like, dude, you're fine. Yeah. You're okay. Yeah. Like, don't question yourself, you know, even if you like, whatever, it's fine. Like, it's fun.
Yeah. And it's kind of what you were saying about guys being more vocal in bed. As a whole, even you're like, I like this and this. And then the girl's asking you, the guy asks the girl or whomever asks whomever, like, what do you like? Because mm-hmm. I feel like not a lot of guys do that in the early stages. They're like, well, she probably likes this. I'm just gonna assume.
When you first hook up with a guy and it's just like you don't even make out and you just straight tries to fuck you and then it's like over in like 2 minutes and it was nothing. It's like, why did I just do that? Like, why did I?
Could have been in bed sleeping.
Yeah, like, that was boring. Yeah. I feel weird.
Didn't come.
Yeah. No, if anything, it just hurt you because you weren't even like.
He didn't like finger you. Yet. There was no foreplay. It was just straight to business.
Right. So you would recommend, even on night one, a one night stand or whatever,
that's
still
the time
talking
you
about
should
it.
Show out. You should do all your tricks.
Do all my tricks on that? Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I actually like to give them head first and then like. Not hook up for a while because like my head game will lure you.
Oh, I see.
I at least have you text me for a few more weeks. Oh, and play. You're like tasting me a little bit, and
then you'll earn it.
I think this is interesting that like even with a porn star, the tactics are the same.
It is. Even with or without a camera, you're still kind of doing the same thing.
Right. Well, I feel like guys like when they know what I do, they just think that like I'm gonna invite them over and like open the door, lingerie.
Come here, babe. That's not how it works.
My porn videos. Yeah. We're gonna have a threesome now. Like I think they just like.
Oh, I'm stuck, step bro. I'm doing my laundry again. Oh no. There's not going to be a trailer right there.
You know?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the vocal thing is so interesting for guys because I feel that they just don't do it.
Just practice doing it like jerking off. If you're too scared to try it a first time with a girl, like, make a video of yourself jerking off and see how you sound, and you'll be fine. Like, or just breathe. Like,
what about
I'm just picturing that, like, in me in my room by myself, and my roommates are all upstairs. I'm like, oh yeah,
babe, yeah.
You like that, Jane?
And then you hear,
yeah.
you got anyone in there?
And then you watch it. You're like, I'm gonna start doing hands now.
Good. Great. Sounds good. But what would be your stigma? Because you're like threesomes and all that for you to tell the guy that. Do you think girls are more horny than guys as a whole?
I think it's individual.
Okay.
You know, I've met guys that, like, aren't that horny, and I've met girls that are like, I just need dick now, you know? So I think it's individual. It's kind of like a hormone thing, too.
Okay.
I think dudes are naturally more horny. Like, I always relate things back to cavemans, and, like, I feel like women were meant to be, like, in a village and, like, raise each other's babies and, like, help each other and, like, talk shit.
Yeah.
And, like, collect
talk shit.
You suck. You don't know how to make a fire. Fuck
then
you.
Dudes, like, they can go out and, like, spread their seed to any woman, you know, like, while they're hunting or whatever. So.
Okay.
I think guys are naturally a little bit more hornier or they need sex more than women need it. But I think we're starting to find it for ourselves now. And I think that's great because a lot of women are, like, more open and, like, getting theirs finally. You know, we have all these songs like what, get your head Cardi- read, then leave? Like,
okay. Yeah, the Cardi B is really empowering, and Megan Thee Stallion, their lyrics are very
get
empowering.
Get that head, get that bread, then leave.
Yeah.
You got the TikTok. That's your one TikTok.
But, yeah, so.
I've read that, like, so the equivalent, I think, is, so a guy's horny a lot, mm-hmm. and most of the month. Like, for 4 weeks, guys, like, are pretty horny. But I think a girl, 1 week out of that month.
It's when you're, like, ovulating, if you want me to be honest. Yeah. Like, you're fucking horny. I know, yeah. like, the week before I start my period, I am ready.
Yeah.
And you better be over at my house the second I say let's go. And it's usually, like,
you gotta be hard.
That's also when they're like, the most likely to get pregnant, also.
For ovulating, yeah. So right, it's more of your primal caveman thing. Right. Okay.
It's weird how we're, like, so programmed for, like, baby.
Exactly. Yeah, we could talk about all this society and all these rules and all this shit, but at the end of the day, we're just animals,
right?
Right? Just trying to survive, reproduce,
right? Right?
All
right.
That
legacy.
Stuff.
Got it. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you guys.
That was so much fun. Let them know your OnlyFans, your Instagram, your merch, the whole thing.
Yeah, it's OnlyFans. It's just Jessica Anel. Instagram's Jessica.Anel. I have, like, my panties and, like, lingerie sets and nude Polaroids for sale on FanUtopia. What else? I have a bunch of things going on. As soon as my browser's video is out, I will...
We will let everyone know.
Do you know roughly when it'll be out?
I have no idea. Okay. I heard from the makeup artist that it could be months, it could be weeks. It just depends kind of like what they have going on with their schedule and the type of video you have. I'm hoping it's out super soon and everyone loves it and I get all the comments
and more. Yep. And you're just going to get, and you're going to get everything, all the contracts, you get more videos. Like, we know her.
Yeah.
As me and Gina are moaning in the back. We know her. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on. Make sure to like, comment, share it. We love all your feedback, and we will see you next week.
Peace.